This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. It's the wearing of the green slickers. City getting ready for the world's oldest and largest St. Patrick's Day parade with a big storm pulling away. Let's get with the latest forecast from AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zaire.
Yeah, and Kathleen, definitely be prepared for that rain today. We're going to have rain and slow travel right through much of this morning and then even this afternoon. And we're going to have occasional rain and drizzle, so it is still going to be on the wet side. Cloudy, breezy conditions on the way. Temperatures at least fairly mild. We usually would be topping out in the upper 40s for today. Our high today, though, is going to be 57 degrees, so it at least is going to be on the milder side, though, of course, that rain will be cutting down on some of that. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zaire on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds.
And good morning. As Heather was saying, yeah, you know, at least it's warm out here. There's a light rain at the moment, kind of on and off heavy, but certainly not going to dampen the spirits of a parade, if you can believe this. It's been around since 1762. 2 million spectators, 44th where it starts here to 79th Street on Fifth Avenue. And we caught up with Andrew Ansborough. He's the president of the Uniformed Firefighters Association. He talks to us about the 343 flag tribute that's part of the parade, marching in unity to remember those lost on 9/11.
We have a 343 flag battalion that marches in honor of the 343 firefighters that was lost on 9/11. This has been going on since 2002. There's a firefighter, Richie Schmidt from Rescue 4, that started this tradition by asking to get 343 volunteers to hold the flag.
Also part of this tradition, of course, is having a grand marshal. That would be Michael Benn. He's chairman of the Queen's St. Patrick's Day Committee in the Rockaways, a proud son of Limerick. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here at the start of the parade here at 44th and 5th.
Now, there are a slew of street closures in Midtown today. Stay with 1010 Winds for traffic and transit on the ones. If you're taking the train, the LIRR is adding four runs today. Both the LIRR and Metro North ban alcohol on trains, stations, and platforms today. Parade steps off, as you heard from Glenn, there at 11 a.m. at 5th and 44th. 1010 Winds' Mac Rosenberg will have live coverage. Stay with us for the latest, and we want to see how you're celebrating St. Patrick's Day. So tag us at 1010 Winds on Twitter and Instagram. He was fighting a Brooklyn fire, but now an FDNY member is fighting for his life. The firefighter suffered a cardiac arrest at the scene of a two-alarm blaze yesterday. This started in a four-story building on Lafayette Avenue near Bushwick Avenue in Bushwick at around 11:30 a.m. FDNY says more than 100 firefighters and EMS members were there, knocking down flames that had spread through the floors and into the building's cockloft. During the operation, the firefighter, whose name was not released, suffered a medical emergency and went into cardiac arrest. He was taken to Wyckoff Heights Medical Center in critical condition, later transferred to Lenox Hill Hospital. Another firefighter and two civilians suffered minor injuries. There is no word so far on a cause. They don't feel safe and they want action. That is the bottom line of a new poll on the subways and people with mental health issues. The poll was done for the Association for a Better New York. It shows overwhelming majorities of strap hangers don't feel safe and have had run-ins with people who appear to be struggling with mental illness. and almost 90% of the riders support expanding involuntary commitment and care for mentally ill people. Stephen Rubenstein is the chair of the Association for a Better New York.
This is something really important about New Yorkers. New Yorkers have common sense, and New Yorkers are compassionate, right? New Yorkers want to see people get the care they need. And 9 out of 10 New Yorkers believe that's more compassionate to actually give people the care and involuntary care than instead of leaving them on the street.
Governor Hochul's office says they are looking for common sense solutions that are compassionate and humane while addressing public safety. There were 2 group muggings on subways in Manhattan and the Bronx in just 5 days. Police say it looks like there are 2 separate robbery crews in these incidents. First one was March 7th at the Freeman Street station in the Bronx. 5 people came up to a 23-year-old man on a No. 2 train just before 10 p.m., punched him in the back of the head and took his phone. Then, just before 4:30 a.m. on March 12th, a group of 9 people confronted a man on a No. 6 train at Manhattan's Canal Street station. Police say this much punched and kicked the 28-year-old victim, took his cash and debit card. He ended up at the hospital. Police have released photos of those suspects, and they urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. Remembering former Congresswoman Nita Lowey. Flags are at half-staff in New York today in memory of the long-serving New York Democrat. She was the first woman to chair the powerful House Appropriations Committee. Lowey's family says she died Saturday after fighting metastatic breast cancer. She was 87. Lowey's district covered parts of Westchester and the Hudson Valley. She was elected to Congress in 1988 and served until she decided to retire in 2020. Governor Hochul, in ordering flags to half staff, said she's deeply saddened by Lowey's passing, describing her as a tireless fighter for the state of New York. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called her the heart of the Hudson Valley and a friend of over 40 years. And House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries said the state and country have lost a principled, passionate, and powerful public servant. Long Island's Bayport Blue Point Chamber of Commerce is apologizing after a Confederate flag was flown at that community's St. Patrick's Day parade. It was flown from a truck next to a flag for the fish store. They're also apologizing. In a social media statement, the Bayport Seafood Market says a friend of a friend flew the flag and it doesn't represent them. In a statement to Newsday, Chamber President Carl Awarder says they deeply regret it and nothing like this has ever happened before and it won't happen again. Police are still looking for the guy who set a man on fire in Times Square early yesterday. This happened just before 4 a.m. at 41st and 7th. Police officers who were nearby, possibly for the half marathon, saw the victim quickly grab a fire extinguisher from their cruiser and put out the flames. The victim, described as a 45-year-old man, is now in the hospital with burns to the face and arms and is expected to survive. He told police the guy came up to him, threw a liquid on him, and lit it. Police say camera footage suggests they knew each other and they're trying to track the person down. Tourists at the crossroads of the world say they are scared. Authorities are still looking through surveillance footage and investigating.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.